The track you just caught was the Teskey Brothers, our feature album artists of the week with Let Me Let You Down. Michael Jones, as always, has seen some movies and he's here to tell us all about what he thought of them. Morning, Michael.
Good morning. Two Aussie films and one of them really did let me down.
Oh.
I'll start with that one, shall I?
Let's go. It's all up from here. Let's go.
It's a film called Palm Beach. It's a film that opened the Sydney Film Festival back in June. It stars Brian Brown, Sam Neill, Richard E. Grant, Greta Scarchi, Heather Mitchell, Jacqueline McKenzie, Claire Vanderboom, and Aaron Jeffrey. All-star Aussie cast, and a couple of New Zealander there in as well, and a Brit. It's written and directed by Rachel Ward.
Okay.
Who happens to be the partner of Brian Brown. Lifelong friends have gathered at Frank's, played by Brian Brown, Frank's Pile in Palm Beach to celebrate his 60th birthday. Over the course of a long weekend of celebration, long buried secrets rise to the surface. Old wounds are reopened. Old rivalries and enmities are reignited and relationships come to crisis points in this comedy drama that most Australians probably won't relate to unless, of course, they live in Toorak, Newport or Palm Beach, Noosa, and own several investment properties and have a lot of franking credits.
So three people.
Yeah, there could be one or two people out there who might enjoy this film. I couldn't help but thinking I was watching an Australian poor man's version, even though the characters are all very rich, a poor man's version of a Woody Allen film about rich wankers with problems that aren't even first world problems. Are they zero world problems? I'm not sure. But that, of course, without the 1930s jazz soundtrack. However, the soundtrack is retro enough that it practically whacks you over the head rather than nudge you and say, yeah, look, can you see the Woody Allen references? Can you? Anyway, Brian Brown, Sam Neill and Richard E. Grant, they play characters who are all supposed to have been members of a band that had a hit single back in the late 70s or possibly early 80s called Feelings or Fearless or something like that. The song is absolutely awful and we have to hear it several times throughout the film. And I really can't believe it was written by James Rain. Why couldn't they have just used an old Australian crawl song? There's just so much yuck about this. WSFM or Smooth wouldn't even play this song. It's that dreadful.
Wow.
Anyway, I will concede that, you know, Palm Beach and the surrounds do look beautiful in this film, but for a more, I guess, relatable Australian experience, you're better off tuning into Home and Away, which is also filmed around there on weeknights on Channel 7. I get that maybe I'm not the target market for Palm Beach, but I'm sure that it will pack them in for the afternoon matinees at Cremorne Orpheum, Warriewood Hoyts, Roseville Cinema, or maybe Double Bay Village, or maybe even Bondi Junction Hoyts. Palm Beach, it dumps the viewers headfirst into the sand and rubs their noses in it.
Rough. Okay, I'm glad we went with that one first.
I'll go to another Australian film, which I enjoyed a little bit more, quite a lot more, actually. This one stars Travis Fimmel, Daniel Webber, Luke Bracey, plus a whole host of familiar faces like Richard Roxburgh, Anthony Hayes, and a bunch of people that you've probably seen on shows like Home and Away and Neighbours, because there's a lot of young people in this film. It's directed by Kriv Stenders, who made films like Lucky Country and Red Dog. Now, on the 18th of August 1966, 108 Australian and New Zealand soldiers were confronted by an estimated force of 2,500 Viet Cong and North Vietnamese Army regulars in a rubber plantation just outside of the Australians' base of operations at Nui Dat. This film is a dramatisation of that encounter. However, why are the Australians there in Vietnam? Don't expect too much broader political context. Basically, the soldiers are there because they're there.
Okay, don't ask questions.
don't ask questions. And also don't expect too much character development, as this film is really an account of the Battle of Long Tan. We are given about 15 minutes to work out that Major Harry Smith, played by Travis Fimmel, is a hard-ass taskmaster of D Company. He's ably assisted by Sergeant Bob Buick, played by Luke Bracey. Lieutenant Gordon Sharp is a bit of a mug lair, and Brigadier David Jackson, he's portrayed by Richard Roxburgh as a bit of an REMF. I'll leave you to work out what that is. Country boy Private Paul Large, played by Daniel Webber, he's a bit of a larrikin, and his mate and fellow conscript, Private Noel Grimes, played by Nicholas Hamilton, is just plain shit scared. Now, who will survive this day? You will have to watch the film to find out, because 18 Australians were actually killed during the Battle of Long Tan. Now, within 20 minutes, D Company commanded commanded by Major Harry Smith. That's 10 and 11 and 12 platoons are in deep shit in that Long Tan rubber plantation. Little Paddy and Cole Joy have been choppered back to Vung Tau. And to top it all off, the monsoon has kicked in and it is pissing down with rain. Now, if you've actually read accounts of the Battle of Long Tan, there was a great deal of confusion at the time due to conflicting intelligence reports, the awful weather, and two platoons actually having their radios destroyed during the battle. And also there's the plain old fog of war. But Danger Close actually does a pretty good job of sticking to, I guess, the Australian accounts of the battle so that the civilian viewer can make sense of what is going on, because there was so much going on at different times during this film. But Chris Dennis has wielded into a narrative that you can actually follow. So it's quite good on that account. But remember, this is all from the Australian perspective. There were two sides involved in this, but we don't actually know too much about the Vietnamese account. There aren't too many Vietnamese accounts of this battle. I think the Vietnamese actually do claim the Battle of Long Tan as a great victory, but
It'd
be interesting to know more about that. Now, while the combat scenes are suitably grim and they're as engaging and thrilling as budget and special effects will allow for an Australian film, you'll still need to be prepared for the usual tropes that you've come to expect from Australian war films, and actually most war films for that matter. For example, as soon as a character starts talking about the future,
gone,
you know that he just doesn't have one. Yeah, look, despite these faults, Danger Close, the Battle of Long Tan, is, like I said, an intensely engaging experience and put an audience as close to the experience of a battle as possible as it is from a cinema seat. Danger Close, it's dangerously close to a pretty good film and the safe choice, ironically, of the two.
Thanks, Michael.